The Château Ferme. As its name suggests, the Château Ferme, or fortified farm, is in two parts. There is the castle part, or lodgings if you like, in the left wing. Its architecture with thick walls and narrow windows reminds us of its defensive function. The second part, which makes up the central wing and the right wing, was intended for arable farming and raising livestock. This fortified farm was built in the 17th century by a very rich family, as Bernadette Mailleux, a historian at the Museum of Werris, explains. The Marchand family were masters of the forge. In the Ourthe and Aisne valleys, iron ore was mined and brought riches to the land of Dourbuis from the 15th to 17th century. On the one hand, there were the master blacksmiths who transformed the iron ore into iron and cast the iron. But there were also those who lived on the land of Dourbuis, who were modest farmers, but who were able to work in the extraction and transformation of iron ore and were able to supplement their income that way. In the surrounding area, people produced agricultural implements, plough stands and firebacks. Some made their way towards the Liège region by boat on the Ourthe, which was then navigable. But let's get back to agriculture. Behind you, you can see two old farms dating back to the 19th century, known as long farms, which means they run the length of the road. Traditionally in Wallonia, farms are divided into two parts. One part is the living quarters with the door that opens into the kitchen, and just next to it there's a second, smaller door which leads into the stable. Inside there is even another opening so you can go directly from one part to the other. Yes, that way my wife can do the cooking while keeping an eye on the animals. In 1850, for hygiene reasons that had become evident, the law imposed a full separation between the living quarters and the stables. Today, there are no more working farms in Werris, but the facades of the buildings and the names of certain roads still carry the memory of an agricultural past. That's the case, for example, with the Voie du Herdier, or the Herder's Way, as André Funk, a resident of Werris, explains. The herder is the one who gathered the herds of the people of Werris and led them to pasture on common land. He was paid by the owners of the animals. You may be wondering how the herder could tell who each sheep belonged to. Well, no doubt the animals were marked with different colours. They also say in Werris that a lot of the animals knew their way home by heart and would head off all by themselves back to their barns. To continue the visit, please go to the Aupagne Dolmen. See you soon.